Greetings, friends. This is Kim Englehart with Heart School, and today I am going to be guiding you through a meditation to support you with a creative project. This can be a brand new project you're embarking upon, or perhaps this is a project that you've started and you're feeling a little stuck. Either way, I hope this finds you just when you need it. So welcome in. Because this is a meditation, find a nice quiet place where you feel safe. You can release your thoughts and then gather them back up. You may want to sit, lie down, wherever you are comfortable. So go ahead and find your spot. Settle in, noticing your surroundings. Notice how your body is supported by your chair or bed or the floor. And we're going to take in 3 deep breaths, and with each breath, you're feeling more relaxed, more aligned, and you're welcoming in creative, vibrant energy. Are you ready? At your own pace, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you're feeling more relaxed, more at peace. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you can even let out a nice sigh. And one more time, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you're following along to my voice, you're leaving all of your burdens at the door. All pains in your heart are diminishing, and any other uncomfortable feelings you have, body, mind, or spirit, are just melting away. So you've got a creative project, and as you're closing your eyes and settling deeper and deeper into your calming space, you're thinking about your project. And as you're thinking about your project, a path unfolds in front of you. It's not too rocky, it's not too slick. As you look off in the horizon, the inclines and declines are just right for you. And as you're setting off on this path, you feel a lightness, a vibrancy, an energy that you've never felt before. It's like this path is so easy for you to navigate. Your breath is nice and steady. Your heart is not overworking. And the temperature is just perfect. We're going to clear our mind just as the path is nice and clear, so that all of our grand ideas can come in. So take just a moment and notice your surroundings. What type of environment are you in? Are you on the beach? It's rolling hills or meadows. Maybe you're in a city park. Wherever your imagination takes you is just right for you. And you look down upon your chest and you notice a beautiful handmade satchel. It's like a medicine pouch. What fabrics is yours made of? Does it have any beads, stones, feathers? As you reach to touch your satchel, your medicine pouch, you start getting quite curious about what you could fit inside. Let's keep walking along our path. As you're skipping, hopping, running, walking along, you look down and you notice there's a beautiful pebble right in front of you. You reach down and pick it up. Notice the color, the texture, the temperature, the weight. All of the properties of this stone are important because this pebble symbolizes the foundation of your creative project. The words you use to describe your rock are the same words to describe the foundation of your creation. And as you hold that pebble, that stone, that rock in your hand, what's it communicating to you? What signs, symbols, messages do you pick up as you cradle your stone in your hand? Take just a few minutes to think and feel through what this stone means to you. Put it in your satchel, in your medicine bag. No matter how large it is, it seems to fit just perfectly. And it can shape shift to fit the size around your neck. And we're going to keep walking, hopping, skipping, jumping along our way. Now the path has taken a turn, and you notice the terrain in front of you is just a little bit different. What do you notice now? There's a slight breeze, and in blows a seed from your favorite plant, flower, or tree. And as you reach your hand up to grasp this seed, you know exactly what type of seed this is. And just with our stone, you cradle this seed in your hand, and you're envisioning what it could become. What plant, flower, tree will your seed grow into? And this is another clue about your creative manifestation. The color, the texture, the scent, the size, the vibration of this seed and what it will become is another clue for you, for your creative project. Place the seed alongside the pebble inside your medicine bag. And you take in a deep breath. And you think through and feel through what this seed means for you. Let's keep exploring. you're moving effortlessly along your path. And you're noticing how at peace you feel, and your confidence is growing with your creative project. And as you hold your medicine bag that's draped around your neck, you cradle those special pebble and seeds in your hands, and you start getting curious about what else you'll find along your path. Off in the distance, you see a shape. And as you glide closer and closer along your path, the shape takes form. It's an animal. Is your animal land, water, or air animal? And you stop and you are eye to eye with your animal. This animal has a message for you. Listen closely. And as you think of the qualities of this animal, is it brave? Is it gentle? Does it soar? Does it hide? Does it look for details? Does it move quickly or slowly? What is its habitat like? And just like through downloads, you are gathering so much information about this animal because it has insight and clues for you about your creative project and who you are creating this for. Do you have a specific audience? Who is your client? Is this a message for adults, for children? Is this personal or professional? Is this for family or friends? And as you're gathering all this information from your spirit animal and guide along your journey, you're jotting down some key ideas in the pencil and paper that's appeared in your hands. What key words, feelings, ideas come to mind for you? Take just a few moments to wrap up your communications with your animal guide. And the key pieces they want to share with you. You roll up your beautiful paper and tie it with twine. And it slides so smoothly into your medicine bag alongside your seed and your rock. And you feel as if you've gathered up so much important information about this creative project. And as you thank your animal guide for their time and their message and their love for you, keep on your way. And you come across a small shelter. It's warm, it's comfortable, it's in perfect style for you, and you know the shelter is made just for you. So you reach down to the door, and as you open the door, you have a perfectly planning space. The lighting is just right. The furniture is just right. There's a cup of tea ready for you. And you sit down, open up your satchel, and you lay the contents on the table. And you start storyboarding this amazing creative project. You think of your first steps. And you think and feel through your end goal. And just like magic, all the middle pieces start to fill in. And you're getting a very good sense about your path unfolding. Where you are now, where you want to be, and the steps in between. And you're thinking and feeling through this process with ease and clarity and joy. And as you're laying out your design, all the materials that you need magically appear before you. Please enjoy this time to continue dreaming and scheming with confidence. I can't wait to see what you've created, my friend. Have a beautiful day.